Eve Goodman's here, and she's one of those people who I can't remember when I first met, which is a good thing. It seems like I've known her forever. A great singer and songwriter. And we'll talk a little bit about what she's been up to lately, but let's get her on the air with a song. Here's Eve Goodman.
I've been keeping close track of my heart, every feeling in check, it seems. Nothing ventured, nothing lost. I held back, then you held me. Now here goes everything. I'll take a chance on you. Now that I've found a love I can trust, well, here goes everything. I found a box of letters I got full of old dreams that cut deep. There was a time I'd have read them and cried, but why let the bitter take away the sweet? So here goes everything. Chance on you. I built a wall around my heart that you weren't afraid to break through. It's all or nothing at all. I'm not afraid to fall. Now that I've found a love I can trust, well, here goes everything. Jaded heart of mine would give love all it's got. Here goes everything. I'll take a chance on you. Afraid to break through. It's all or nothing at all. I'm not afraid to fall. Now that I've found a love I can trust, well, here goes everything.
Wait for every little note. Eve, you sound great.
Thank you.
That song is from Peony. Yes. At least it's on that album from 2011.
Yes.
I was looking at your discography. You can now say that you've been recording music for over 25 years.
I guess that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that, but you've done well. How long have you been in Pittsburgh now? Has it been 20?
I've been in Pittsburgh for 15 years.
Well, only 15. Yeah. Still a new resident of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Do you remember when we first met? Should I remember?
Not necessarily. I just remember because it was. I work for the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, and I moved here to start a job with them. And when I started with them, it was before this building was even, well, the Buell Planetarium
right.
was here, but it was before it had transferred into the Children's
Definitely.
Museum.
Definitely, yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony was considering being one of the partners.
I forgot about that.
Yes, yes.
So. We could have been neighbors.
But the stage wasn't big enough for the orchestra, so unfortunately we couldn't do that. But we still have a very big we have a lot of youth symphony chamber groups that perform on SLB, so the connection is still very strong and healthy and wonderful. So
I think I heard you play somewhere. It was probably at a Unitarian church, or it might have been an opening for a Calliope show or something like that.
Yes.
Because I remember, it's funny, I don't remember meeting, but I do remember the first time I heard you play.
Oh,
and
well,
it's like,
thank you.
Who is this? I like this person.
So. Thanks.
You've not been playing out a whole lot lately, but you've got a gig coming up next month.
Yes, August. I'll be playing at the Courtyard Cafe at Heinz Hall. They have a really nice outside cafe area. And on Wednesday afternoons from 4:30 to 7, they have a happy hour. And I'll be playing there with a really talented pedal steel guitar player, Pete Freeman. So we've been doing a duo kind of thing for the past year or so, and that's been a lot of fun.
You really like to mix it up. I mean, playing with Tracy, you'll often do standards,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And torch songs, mm-hmm. Tracy Drock, that is. And I know it's Dicey and...
Dicey Stewart and Paprika LaRue. Paprika LaRue is an alter ego of mine. I only have one.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should have one, but no...
I don't have one. Maybe I need one.
Maybe.
That could solve a lot of things for me.
But one of the reasons I haven't been performing out this past spring or winter as myself is because I was putting together a show with my friend Janet, who's the Dicey Stewart alter ego, is her alter ego. And we did a big show at Club Cafe, and it was our biggest one yet, so there's just a lot of prep and design and picking songs and learning them and interpreting them, so to speak.
Is Paprika LaRue hard for you to work with?
She's
get along
hard
with your alter ego?
She might be hard. She might. Other people might find her hard to work with, but she's. Yes. It's a lot of fun. It's a music show, but a lot of comedy thrown in there's nothing more satisfying. Well, the only thing more satisfying than somebody applauding after your song is somebody laughing at a joke that you were hoping they'd laugh at. And so that's just a lot of fun. And the second thing that's more rewarding is when people come up and just say, oh, that was just so much fun.
Yeah,
so.
That's got to make you feel good. And it's original and inventive.
Yes.
And it is, it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm not really a joke teller per se or a comedian. And do you know Dave Christie?
No, I don't.
Okay, Dave's a folk player, folk musician, guitar player. He ran Calliope at one point.
Oh,
and
okay.
He and I had to vamp a little bit. He was actually playing Papa Engels in Little House on the Prairie on a stage show, and we had to vamp for a little bit because the play wasn't ready to start.
Oh.
And there's a big audience, and... We're in front, sort of doing a few things, and I said, "What have you been doing?" And he said, "I've been milking the cows." And I said, "Really? Tell me about that." And he goes, "Well, we go there and we pull on the udders and we get the milk. That's how we do it. We get the cows from the animals. How do you get your milk?" And I said, "Well, we get our milk from animals too. We get them from giant eagles." And he looked at me, giant eagles, which immediately got the house laughing. And it was a very satisfying laugh because the imagery of like milking a giant eagle is something you just can't.
Right.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah.
But Dave did a lot of Pennsylvania folklore tunes. Mm-hmm. You'd like him. He doesn't play out as much as he used to. Eve Goodman is here. We're talking about the thrill of being loved and adored. let's give us another chance to do just that by hearing another song. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called As It Is. And something's not quite right on my... Sorry.
Oh, take all your time in the world.
Wish I could talk and tune at the same time.
That's why I'm here. I remembered you'll have a 12th string every now and then, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So it's half the burden with a 6th string.
Yeah.
So As It is the song.
Yes.
Gets to work by 8:30 and sets the coffee to brew for the power suits who congregate down in the boardroom. Starting her day, fighting the urge to fade away. As it is, she doesn't care. 12:00 rolls around, she sits in her cubicle and thinks about what she would do if she were invisible. When they stand by her desk and talk as if they priceless. And as it is, they act as if she's not there. And as it is, she pretends she doesn't care. Strikes its bell, they slip in their limousines and drive past lifeless factories from jobs shipped overseas, paying pennies a day to people who have no escape. As it is.
Eve Goodman with a great song for Independence Day weekend as you think about existence. And seriously, that's one heck of a song.
Thank you.
When did you start writing songs?
I started writing songs when I was 13. So if we do the math, that was like 39 and a half, 40 years ago.
Yeah, we're about the same age.
Yes.
That's such a beautiful, I'm really blown away by that song. I can't remember if you've played it here before. I know it's on, is it only the...
It's What the Living Do.
What the Living
that
Do.
That CD. Yes.
It's on that CD. And I'm just wondering, like, did that song come easily to you? It seems, that's pretty much a perfect song. And it seems like conceptually you'd be there, but it couldn't have been that easy.
That song's an interesting song because that song was inspired by actually a radio show, the This American Life show.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting, I thought an interesting show where a guy was doing an impromptu, you know, non-scientific survey at bars where he would ask men and women, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? Would it be to be invisible or to be able to fly? And he said, you know, it was funny because after he asked the questions, you know, people would ask, well, if I can fly, can I take anything with me? And he goes, well, if you're strong enough to carry a bunch of stuff, yes, but if not, no, you know. And, you know, and then invisible things had other questions. But he said predominantly most of the women, if they could choose what to do, they chose to be invisible. And I remember one really poignant part of the show, he was talking to one woman, and he said, really, you'd want to be invisible? And she said, yeah. And he said, well, why? And you could hear a catch in her throat where she almost felt, you almost felt like she was going to cry. And she goes, I'd rather not answer that. And I think in reality, a lot of women and girls to a certain extent, even now, probably feel invisible and not taken seriously and stuff. And so that was initially the idea that I got. And then it just took off from there. And I don't think any song really for me is easy to write.
No, they can't be.
But I think, and this was definitely a song that I initially wrote and had the idea, but like the bridge, I had the lyrics to it, and it went, or the last verse, and I played it for a friend of mine in Nashville a few different times under different, with different words, different lyrics, and she said, well, you know, I'm questioning this and that, you know, so it was a good sounding board for me to have, and so.
Yeah, it helps, I would imagine, to get feedback.
Yes.
As you're writing. That's so interesting. I immediately picked invisible myself.
Really?
Among those superpowers. Mm-hmm. I guess because I figured if I'm invisible, I could be on a plane, so
yeah.
that would get me my
right.
flying.
That's true.
I'm thinking always practical.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'd... It would be nice to sometimes not be seen.
Yes.
I could think
yeah.
of ways. What a great
yeah,
song.
I have fantasies of not being seen and, you know, sneaking into board meetings or something and wreaking havoc or, you know, whatever.
Moving papers around,
yeah.
doing
yeah.
stuff. If you go to evegoodman.com, you can find out all sorts of information from Eve, including how you can get a hold of her CDs, how perhaps if she has the time, you can have her play at an event. Wouldn't she be great at a party or house concert, bar mitzvah? You know, you bring it.
Hey, yes, I'm happy to play.
I'm just happy you're here. What do you want to do next?
I think I'll I'll go out on a limb and try a Duke Ellington song. When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Miss the Saturday dance, heard they've crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone but before, awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore.
Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was a fine way to end.
Thank you. Thanks.
I don't immediately associate that song with Duke Ellington. And Bob Russell did the lyrics. I looked it up because I was curious. And I love those intros to songs. I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
They always, I wish they were always sung, these little setups, because it's so much fun. Nobody, pretty much you never hear them. And then you're thinking, what is this? Do I know what this song is going to be? And then it goes into what you're familiar with.
Yeah, I love that about those old songs.
Yeah, and Irving Berlin did that a lot. Cole Porter as well. And I don't know... I'm curious, the person who wrote the lyrics to this song, I'm not sure what else he may have written.
I'm not sure either. I need to be better about learning histories of songs, because that can tell you a lot and be interesting in and of itself, and all the Tin Pan Alley songwriters and lyricists that exist. And
that was, I think, his biggest... hit. Oh, he wrote You Came a Long Way from St. Louis. That would be, I mean, I'm quickly scanning what appear to be only, at least on Wikipedia, only about 20 or 30 songs or so. Yeah. Don't Get Around Much Anymore is enough in terms of fame. That's a terrific song. Eve Goodman is who you're listening to. Thank you for being with us on this holiday weekend, and thanks just for supporting music like you can hear from Eve. And I'm eager to make sure we get, should be able to get two more in, I think.
Okay.
One or two more. We'll see how. We have about 10 minutes of radio time.
Okay.
It always depends, you know. It's enough time for like two Pop Go the Weasels or one Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You know, you never know.
Okay.
No, don't mind me. It's this is when I start to get a little sleepy.
Yeah, you've been up for what, seven hours already?
We're punchy. Yeah, it's been a while. Let me not to make Eve put her on the spot, but make sure you listen to Eve's guitar playing, because she's a fun guitarist too.
Well, thank you. This is another song I wrote. It's called "Beneath the Same Sky." No, actually, I don't. It's called "Cyclone Girl," but it's on a CD I wrote called "Beneath the Same Sky." And I don't know if you're allowed to say your favorite song that you've ever written, but this is one of my favorite songs that I've ever written.
But 3 weeks old, a cyclone ripped through this old town, took her from her mother's arms. And through the cries and the shrieks and the shattering glass, the big black sky rolled on by, and they thanked the Lord when they found her. She'd come to no harm. Parents dream when we're born, who will be when we've grown? Great deeds will do, the mountains will move, but as the seasons drift by in the blink of an eye, we all turn to rust beneath the same sky. Now she got older, she grew wise to the ways of the world for a girl so bold. And her daddy said she wasn't quite right, but her mama said give her time. But she never did take to the boys' advances, and people thought she was kind of odd. And she'd been seen at the railroad tracks watching the freights roll by. She'd hear those whistles blow. She'd dream of places she would go. Parents dream when we're born, who will be when we've grown? Great deeds will do, the mountains will move, but as the seasons drift by in the blink of an eye, we all turn to rust beneath the same sky. Sits on the back porch rocking, thinks of a girl she never sees, but she gets a letter every so often, stamped from a far country. But the town still talks of the cyclone girl who ran away on the 508 and roams the world with her odd ways to find what she can see. Parents dream when we're born, who will be when we've grown? The great deeds we'll do while the mountains will move. But as the seasons drift by in the blink of an eye, we all turn to rust beneath the same sky. We all turn to rust beneath the same sky.
I can see why you like that song. What a great song. Eve Goodman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Would you like to play one more? I think we can sneak it in. So let me just thank our guests from Center of Life and Crunk Movement, Suzanne Finnis from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and Hugh Twyman from Deutschtown Music Festival, and Eve Goodman.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening this morning, and thanks to Eve. And we'll sneak one more in here. Don't worry about time. We'll make it work.
Okay, thanks. This is one of my newest songs. It's based on a true story a friend of mine told me, and it's called Dig a Little Deeper. Excuse me. Swapping partners and not just to dance.